Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calalum counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program, part of OLECAP. This show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights those individuals and organizations who provide time and a lot of energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today we're visiting with the Port Townsend Recyclery. We're talking with Alina Lati and Nat Nichols. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Alina, tell us what you do.
I'm the volunteer manager, also known as the VOM, the Volunteer Outreach Membership Manager at the Recyclery. So I work with the volunteers, and I'm now working with Nat, our new programs manager.
So Nat, how do you like the Recyclery?
It's amazing. It's really exciting to be starting out with new programs and to be kind of being able to be with the Recyclery in a totally new phase for it and to start a new job. And
how did you get here? How did you find yourself here?
I just moved here from Martha's Vineyard. I went to middle school with Amy Smith, who's the Boiler Room's executive director.
You're kidding.
So we've been friends for over 20 years, and she's been bugging me to move out here, and I got tired of the snow. So here I am.
Do you like it?
I love it here. I should have done it years ago. I've been threatening to move here for at least 10 years.
Welcome. What does your job entail?
I'm the program manager, which is a new job role. I'm taking over from Chauncey in some aspects of what he's been doing. It's my job to work on making sure the programs happen, but also developing new programs and getting new blood kind of involved or new ideas involved so that Alina can come up with new blood and new interesting people that want to be involved with it.
To take you to the new, what is the vision? Where are we going with the Recyclery?
Well, I don't know if it's new, but it's definitely still powerful, getting everybody on bikes. So getting Port Townsend and Jefferson County riding bicycles, being healthy, getting them educated, how to work on their own bikes, having people helping other people improve their life with bikes.
And why does a bike improve your life?
Exercise in general. Biking promotes health, and it also promotes sustainability for our earth. Zero emissions.
Not to mention, if you do five errands in a car, you're exhausted. If you do five errands on a bike, you're not exhausted.
Invigorated.
I mean, that's just the truth.
Yeah. The morale goes up with more people on bikes. It's shown in studies.
And is there a bike for everybody?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. There's some people who don't feel comfortable riding bikes, but there's no wrong way to ride a bike or no wrong bike to ride, really, as long as you're out riding. The thing that I love about cycling in general is that you're taking away the structure that's around you when you're in a car, and you're having this ability to be another human in a different way than what you are when you're putting yourself in a box.
What is new with the Recyclery this year?
We're starting up in June with the Volunteer Repair Party. It's short for VRP, and Nat will be leading that this year.
And what is that exactly, Nat?
Oh, it's going to be evenings where we'll have some kind of element of food as well, but it'll be a fun way for people to learn one element of bike repair and be able to help really solidify their skills, learning how to fix that one thing on bicycles that we will eventually be turning around to resell to help fund our programs. It's a good way for you to help the Recyclery and for us to be able to help you to become better mechanics and just generally more awesome people.
Do volunteers need to have a certain level of skill?
No,
absolutely not.
What can I do if I don't have skill?
You can come in and say, I don't know anything. And we say, great, thanks for being here. And we teach you what you need to know to refurbish a bicycle. And we are with you every step of the moment. It's sort of like the same feel as the community shop day every Saturday, where you can come in and you can learn the same thing. But Saturdays can get a little crazy sometimes with members there as well working on their bikes. So this Wednesday night is pretty much for volunteers only who are wanting to learn more about bikes, who also want to help out the Recyclery by getting more bicycles out there into our community.
So great training. Who volunteers for you?
All sorts of people. We have an 11-year-old, Reese. He's been volunteering for about 2 years. His older brother, and then we have Don Miller. He's up there more.
Up there.
A little bit older than Reese. And so we just have women and men and people from all walks of life come in.
Can volunteers do something for you that's not related to actually hands-on bike?
Definitely. We have the Step On It program, which is promoting biking and walking, especially to schools. Nat and I are actually going to go into Chimicum today and teach the sixth graders how to ride bikes safely. It's a safety program. It's sort of like driver's ed in the schools. We're trying to get it more solid as a curriculum in the schools, but basically we work with the PE classes. The volunteers for the recyclery help us set everything up and work with the kids and make sure they understand the drills, make sure they're signaling right at the make-believe intersection. So that's one way volunteers can come out and help with that. The other way, I'm glad you asked, we're having a new bicycle ride called Tour de Forts. And it's going to be so much fun. It's a tour of the three forts, the state parks in this area, Fort Worden, it'll start off, and Fort Flagler and Fort Townsend. Those are the three forts. Basically, we're looking for volunteers now to do help with registration, help set up and take down, just to be on their bikes if they want to ride, but they still want to help. Also, so the day of, which is June 7th. Is when the tour is, and that's on a Sunday. And then the days before, putting together packets and doing all the things it takes to put on an event like that. Essentially, we need volunteers for.
And they can still ride.
Yeah, they can ride, especially if they help with the pre stuff like the packets and maybe marking the route and stuff.
Right. We have. Is there an age limit on that ride?
No, it's all ages. There's, I think, 72 miles is the longest one, whatever the set mileage is for the century ride.
There's going to be a few different sets of, exactly. of rides. So if you feel like doing only a small portion of it, you're very welcome to not have to do the entire thing, because it is quite far for some people who haven't done 72 miles in a row.
The lowest mileage is 10 to 12 miles.
Which would be perfect for, you know, I think most kids who are really comfortable on a bike could probably do 10 miles in a day. And I heard a rumor that there's going to be ice cream involved.
Oh, boy. That's it.
I mean, I would pretty much ride a bike 10 miles for ice cream, no problem.
Mm-hmm. That's also the first day of the Chimicum Farmers Market.
What do your volunteers say about working at the recyclery?
You know, they're pretty positive. I just think of different volunteers saying how it really enriches their life being around. They value being around people of different ages and different walks of life who all love bicycles.
And do most of your volunteers have that larger vision of cycling, or they just like to ride a bike?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I think everybody who wants to be involved with the recycling, and myself included in that, are doing it because we have a deep love of bicycles and the belief that, you know, cyclists are probably better people.
And what does it do for the culture to be a cycling community?
Thinking about the shops, cyclists are known to shop more. It's easier to get off the bike and go shopping than it is to find a parking spot. They're friendlier because they're healthier in their body. So it kind of affects the community positively all around, I think, and what studies have shown.
You know, we are the children that we're working with and that are volunteering and that we're teaching are going to be the kids that are going to be growing up to create the infrastructure to make sure that more people can continue to cycle and continue to live in a different lifestyle than what we currently have. They're going to be the people who are going to be making sure that the world gets to be a better place.
Exactly.
Without cars.
And another great thing that you can volunteer at the recyclery for is being a coach on our mountain bike team. Speaking of children and kids riding bikes, we've developed a middle school mountain bike team, and those kids are learning the rules of the road and getting active. Almost all of them ride their bikes to school. Just getting a way to explore and experience a bike and nature, just having fun. So right. We always need more coaches.
It's just transportation. Just think
exactly.
of it as a way to get around. Freedom. Exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of time commitments do you ask of your volunteers?
We're trying to become more like it's a job and they are aware of the assignments that they have. And so it's very flexible, first of all. It can be anything from an hour once or consistent, come in every Tuesday for 3 hours, or every Wednesday, or participate in a project that is a week, anything like that. So
right.
We just try to be really clear with our volunteers what we expect of them.
And they sign up, and that's what they agree to, and so they keep their word.
Exactly. Yeah, that's ideal.
Yeah. And is there any, do you folks focus on educating drivers about cyclists?
Not currently. I think that it's very difficult, especially considering how few buses there really are in Jefferson County, to not look at the fact that if we're educating cyclists and getting more cyclists out there, we're also educating drivers, because it's very unlikely that the people that we have coming in and riding are not also drivers.
Yeah, I have a mom of one of the students in our bicycle education program who told me that now her son is starting to drive. And he said, wow, you know what, Mom? This bicycle education program that the Recyclery did really made it easier for me to understand the rules. Because we talk about that when they aren't even thinking about driving yet. We talk about how do you merge? And they're like, what does merge mean? You know, I mean, things that we as drivers and people who've been using the roads for a while don't really think about. And so just exposing them to the rules of the road on a bicycle is making them better drivers.
That's great. That's really great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, either of you, about the Recyclery, about volunteering, about the community? Yes.
I do have one. We have a multiple of projects going on that any volunteer can plug into. And if they want to know more, they can go onto our website. And there's also a crowdfunding video on there that's really fun to watch. We're going through Indiegogo. And so they can go onto our website, which is ptrecyclery.org.
And can they also go through Get Connected? Are you part of the Get Connected?
Through UGN? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Right.
Definitely.
So you can also follow that path to get to it. And that would be getconnectedjc.weareugn.org. They can go that way as well.
Yeah, we're on there.
Perfect. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks, Sheila.
You've been listening to Everybody Can, a production of KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our production coordinator and editor of this show is Mike Fletzer. I'd like to thank our station manager, Nora Petridge, and KPTZ program manager, Larry Stein.